What up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It's WoW Sunday. We are talking Battle for Supremacy. It is the WoW Post Show coming up next.
This is Penelope Pink, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What up, y'all? TK Trinidad here for WoW Post Show. And I am not alone. Christina's in the building. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing good. Doing good. Ooh, if I start to...
Can you still hear me okay?
I love your shirt.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, there.
You can still hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
There we go.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I was saying I like your shirt.
You're like, what? Awesome. Oh, thank you.
So let's get into it. What did you think of this show overall, Battle for Supremacy?
What a WoW Sunday this was. some surprises, but some not so surprises. Overall, I really liked the episode. How'd you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I liked it too. I like any time the Island Dynasty is in the mix, and they were heavily in the mix, which leads me to still believe that, you know, their days are numbered for WoW. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But let's get into the first match. Well, how it all began. We had Samantha Smart and IQ Superior step into the ring and pretty much just say that the Tonga Twins weren't the best, even though they beat them already, and they demanded a match with the Tonga Twins, which I'm wondering how this, I guess what happens is if they beat the Tonga Twins, then they would have been up next to go against the Mother Truckers. So mm-hmm. I think that's how mm-hmm. it kind of all played out, because maybe the Tonga Twins are like next in line as far as taking on the Mother Truckers. So that was the beginning of the show. We saw the Island Dynasty, and we're actually going to be dropping an interview with Tiki coming out in the next few days, talking about how the Island Dynasty came back together. So that's going to be coming out. You can look forward to that. But that leads us into match one, which Steffi Slays, the Mighty Mites, mm-hmm. and BK Rhythm, Gigi Gianni, and Little J Boogie. How did you like this match, match number one?
Match number one, you know, I've said it before and I will say it again. I love watching the Mighty Mites. They give me just technical luchador wrestling. They give me Lucha Dragons. They just give me all the really quick moves, but they work so well together. One of my highlights was when they did like a little do-si-do, I think is what they mm-hmm. called it.
Yep.
Where they kind of double put the other team in the corner and then like stomped on them, and it was really cool. We saw some big chops from Gigi Gianni to Spice, but Spice fights back. You know, every time they try to get Sugar or Spice down, they fought back like immediately. It was mm-hmm. barely even like a delay. At some point, however, J Boogie gets tagged in by BK, who didn't really seem like she wanted to be a part of the match. She seemed a little like hesitant. And then that's when kind of Steffi Slays rolled her up really quick.
Yeah. But yeah, it seemed like, you know, how you like do these workouts and, you know, you get into a workout and then you get halfway through and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. That's what it seemed like BK, like it happened. She's like, I don't really don't want to do this anymore. Like, and she tagged
me to be in the match.
Yeah. Which probably, it would probably been better. She tagged Gigi. I don't know where Gigi's placement was with that, but yeah, you're like you said, there was a roll up with J Boogie and a Sugar and Spice and Steffi Slays. Shout to Steffi Slays too. I don't know if they're officially together. I feel like she's jumping around to different teams, but they got the W. However, there are some certain things that the David and Neil were saying about Steffi as far as when her mom came in and, you know, she might not be the best fit for BK and Gigi as far as their bad influences. Mm-hmm. And also, too, when she lost the last match, they weren't really happy. So now you can effectively blame her for this match because she was the one who got rolled up. So where do you think Jay Boogie is going to be fitting into this Brat Pack scenario? How do you think it's going to play out?
Gosh, I worry that they're going to demote her to Water Girl. I'm not sure. They seem pretty upset. by the way, Jay Boogie has been handling herself in the ring. Maybe she'll be like, what would be the equivalent of Water Girl for them? Like, Stereo Carrier?
Maybe. The High Fiver?
The High Fiver? Because she seems really excited to, like, all the rest of the theatrics going on. But once they tag her in the match, she like gets a little like, oh my God. So maybe, I don't know, which we'll get to that in our later match of someone who didn't want to participate in a match. I don't know, maybe Water Girl, Stereo Carrier, High Fiver. They're endless options.
Endless options, or she just gets kicked out entirely. So
and she's just like boogieing like on the side, like a single, right? She's just like a singles competitor.
I mean, like, because remember when she first kind of came, they weren't really impressed, and she slowly grew mm-hmm. on them. So maybe mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, you were never part of us anyway, and you know, therefore, you know, you go on to boogieing down some other street.
An MC, maybe she can like be like, I don't know.
Maybe, but she'll take away from BK because that's BK's like thing. Which
the opener, she can be like the opener.
The opener for the opener.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll see what happens. It's clearly, they're letting us know that something is afoot. Something is going to be happening with Jay Boogie. Whether they turn on her or she turns on them, she like, you know, one day wakes up and sees the light. We're gonna see what happens with that. But that leads us to match number two. Which another team, I guess they eventually saw the light, or they're going to see the light, which is Genesis versus, well, Genesis comes into, comes in and she is going to be sitting on the sidelines talking about the match. And I didn't know they were still together. I thought they were already separate, right? Already broke up, but I guess they're still together because Ice Cold and Exodus have a match, which they said Genesis orchestrated, which is like, again, Who's running this shop? Is it David? Yeah, well, is it
I was David? Like, wait, what?
So it's kind of like one of those things, like what's happening with that? But Genesis is there at ringside, and it's Ice Cold versus Exodus. What did you think of this match?
Yeah, it's like the teams that we have seen together are slowly just like dissipating. We have Exodus and Ice Cold in the ring. You know, their moves remind me of each other, so they do like work really well together, which also mm-hmm. means when they're against each other it just kind of flows. But I feel like they're doing the same moves, like they're thinking the same, so like they're thinking right. of the same move at the same time, so they're kind of, it like cancels each other out, and they like both end up falling because mm-hmm. they want to do the same thing when they're executing it at the exact same time. Genesis, you know, there's a lot of comments by Genesis, which I was like, there's a lot of not happy team members here on this episode. Also, Exodus was using Genesis's move, and mm-hmm. Genesis, very not happy about that. And she ends up interfering, Ice Cold, and taps out, but the ref does not see it because the ref is focused over here on mm-hmm. on Miss Genesis because of her shenanigans. And then much to maybe our surprise, maybe no one's surprised, but no one wins this particular right. match. Which do we have like an appearance by the
yes by Beulah
the, by Beulah, the bestest dog ever?
She's just doing her own thing. But I feel like Genesis has been known for this. And again, maybe it's the person who screams the loudest. And mind you, I interviewed her. I think she's awesome. But But Mae's the person who screams the loudest as far as saying that they're the leader means that they're not quite the leader. Because if you're the leader, then you can kind of let this play out and then already know what, you know, your game plan is, you know, whoever wins this. Like whoever, it's kind of like what Samantha Smart did with G.I. Jane and Classmaster and Disciplinarian. So it's just kind of one of those things where if she was a leader, she would just let it play out and say, you know, the winner comes with me. The loser is effectively like, you know, the new, maybe it's a theme of WoW, the new water girl or whatever.
The new water girl.
But she caused some conflict and it feels like Exodus is already out anyway. So I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Because the fact that she stole her move, which is like,
and the fact that it got under her skin so much where I was like, okay, you're not part of the clique anymore.
Right. Well, you're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to steal somebody's move without asking them. Mm-hmm. So you stole the move and then you acknowledge that you stole it effectively by her pointing at Genesis and saying, yeah, like, and what? So that was, you know, a form of disrespect. And then on top of that, it was kind of one of those things where, I mean, what happens when they, so essentially for you guys who haven't watched the show, Genesis goes in the rings. Nobody wins. Genesis goes in the ring, says she demands a match with the three of them from David. David grants it to them, grants it to her. However, what happens? Like, does she win? And then she just says, I am now the leader and bow down to me. And will they bow down? Like,
yeah. So they're going to be like, okay, you won fair and square. I guess you're the leader. Like, it doesn't seem like this is the dynamic.
Right. So it's just kind of like, okay, what's the game plan here? But we'll see. Maybe there is a plan. Maybe Genesis had a plan the whole time and, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But like we both said, the match ended at no contest.
No contest.
So, and also both Ice Cold and Exodus did tap each other out at one point, and Genesis distracted the ref on both occasions.
Both
so
times.
It's kinda like one of those, what's going on here?
It's like y'all are doing the same thing and the same. They have the same. They're thinking the same. I thought that was actually pretty fascinating.
Right.
No,
what do you think is going to be the outcome for this team or this non-team?
For this non-team, I feel like we might have another round of this. I don't know. I don't think this is the end of who's on top. I feel like we might have, even after this, another match of like who's on top. We're just going to kind of keep going and it's just going to switch the leader every so often.
Really? Because I can't see Genesis following anybody like at all. So it's just kind of like what's gonna happen with this, but you know, we'll see. Yeah, because I thought she was on her own. We had posted some clips from her interview and it's like, oh, these are kind of old because I thought the team was already like, you know, non-existent, but we have a few more weeks. Or maybe they'll all come to their senses and realize that they need each other.
They need each other and they hug.
Yeah. Life is better.
And they come out with matching outfits so I can stop talking about how I can't stand non-matching outfits in a team. Here we are.
So that was the end of match two. So that brings us to match number three, which is Gloria Glitter from Top Tier, along with Aria Sky, who is the current Water Girl, versus Pep Rowley. And I thought this was going to end a totally different way, but it didn't. But what do you think of this match?
It did not. Oh, do we have pictures by any chance of this one?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah.
Let me see. There we go. Yes. So I also thought it was going to end a little differently, but in any case, yeah, like you said, Gloria Glitter versus Pep Rowley. Gloria Glitter stair-stepping on Ariel's chest in the corner. It's like a little do-ti-do. There's a lot of steps, a lot of stair-stepping and people. Coach Campanelli grabbing Pep Rowley's feet from the outside. Who would have thought Coach Campanelli interfered with the match? giving Gloria Glitter time to do the aerobic annihilator, which I thought at some point, you know, I was watching Ariel Sky throughout the match and I was like, okay, this is going to be when she like
comes to her senses,
uh-huh. wakes up, squirts the vinegar in someone's eye, something. You know what she was doing as I was watching her? She was drinking the water. She was squirting it in her mouth.
I did see that.
She was her water girl. I was like, wait. If you're a water girl, are you drinking the water? I mean, I guess you can. Well, maybe
she's so stressed that she's getting parched.
I guess. So as Ariel Sky was being the water girl to herself, Coach Campanelli grabbing Pep Riley's feet, I thought someone was going to come out. I don't know. But no one did. Giving Gloria Glitter time to do the aerobic annihilator for the W. Which I really thought this was going to go differently. Which that's why in the beginning I was like, no surprise, but kind of. But a little
yeah. bit. Yeah, I thought Ariel was going
to
do.
This is your time to shine, Ariel.
This is time to shine. But I guess, you know, she, before she even had the match with Coach, she said that her alliances lied with Coach. So, you know, it's kind
she's
of.
Playing the long game. She's playing the long game.
Yeah, Ariel. She's playing like trying to prove herself. And, you know, I guess, you know, I think Pep should have found somebody. Again, I'm a proponent. Like, you already know that. At least a few members of top tier are going to come out and you're like out here solo dolo. Or maybe she was hoping that Ariel was going to like do something. I don't know.
What's the other girl's name?
Who?
Crush? Sasha Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, where was she at?
Yeah, we haven't seen Sasha in
Was she at a cheer competition? Where was she at?
Right. And I also felt like it was a good thing, but I felt like they were going to attack her at the end, so kudos to them for not. You know, Pep just took the L, and here we are. But yeah, it was interesting. I'm curious to see how this is gonna play out, because I guess the angle is definitely with Ariel now, to see how that's gonna finish, and then the next kind of competitors. Because you know who would have been great to see this is top tier versus the Island Dynasty.
Oh my god,
that would have been a really great match. But you know, we have to. There's things
we have to hold on to our pants. We have to keep our britches on.
There it is. There's things happening. We have to go down the road with WoW, and I guess David and everybody else who is making the stories. Because sometimes it's David, sometimes Genesis, sometimes it's Lana. Like
sometimes it's Abilene Christian. What's her name?
Abilene Maverick.
I always say Abilene Christian now because of you.
My bad. But Abilene, Abilene Maverick. So yeah, it depends on who's writing the story. But I feel like all roads are gonna lead to eventually getting them together. I would love to. That would be a really great match.
That'd be a good match. And my new kind of thing that I'm watching out for is, when will Ariel Sky turn? It might not be this year. But
you think
it's
gonna be a long time?
She's clearly playing the long game now. I thought it was gonna be today or yesterday.
Yeah, I hope it's not gonna be that long. I hope not.
I feel like that'll be super epic.
Right. I feel like as long as she's like watering herself, like how bad could it be? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was like, girl,
it's almost better than her running. Remember when Coach made her run the ropes and this?
Oh yeah.
So like, wouldn't you rather just squirt? Like, if that's all she's doing, some squirting, you know, water into the mouths of top tier and squirting water into her mouth during the match, and there's no like belittlement or harassment, then I mean, it might be a good deal. Like,
we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm not sure. I feel like there might be at least a little belittlement.
Yes, but if she's doing the part, then is there? Like, how can you mess up being a water girl?
I mean, you can like miss someone's mouth. You can squirt them in the eye. You can have the nozzle pointed towards you instead of towards them.
She also put the bucket on Pep's head. David didn't see that angle, but it was Ariel who put the bucket on Pep's head. So I think she is doing her part by being a little on the, you know,
mischievous side.
But like you said, top tier with the win. I'm curious to see obviously what's going to happen with Ariel, and then also what, you know, you have Coach carrying the award around all over the place for the trios, but like, okay, who's the next who is the next competitor. So we'll see what's going to happen with that.
Hey,
why are you doing that? So that brings us to our last match. I am a fan. Before we talk about that, yes. You're going to talk about Princess Ozzy?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think? So Princess Ozzy goes into this room. The person is sitting there. You see just their elbow. She says, I really need some help. I would like you to tag with me. And the person doesn't say anything. And it looks maybe like there was a nod. And then Princess Ozzy walks out. So what do you think is happening?
Gosh. I was like, we're not going to find out till next week. She's looking for a partner. I was like, really? I was had my face real close to the screen. I was like trying to determine where I've seen that elbow before. Like the court, like, is it a muscular elbow? Mm-hmm. Is it like a lean elbow? Is it a beastly elbow? Like what kind of elbow is this? Gosh, I don't, who could it be? No, Beast don't wear sleeves, so it can't be Beast.
Or maybe she is for that one.
Maybe all of a sudden she comes out, she's like in a blouse.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
who has maybe... she gone against who really gave her a run for her money? I was thinking of some people. Beast.
I was thinking maybe oh my gosh, what is her name?
Evelyn Christian?
No, she has the dogs.
Oh, Bernard?
Not that's the name of the dog. Oh. But her name. Oh my gosh, because I feel like we haven't seen her in a minute.
She wears something different, but it could be a different outfit. I know who she's in my head. Goldie Collins. Yes.
So
Goldie, does she give it her run for her monies?
Well, I mean, them partner together might be interesting, but I also feel like, you know, like I said, the Australian connection with Genesis, that could be a but just finished. So there's that.
But then she doesn't wear, I don't know. It was like a purple blouse, I think.
Well, I think it was the jumpsuit. That looked like the end of the jumpsuit, because that's what the wild jumpsuits look like. So that's why it could have been like anybody.
Oh, it could be. Okay, got it. That makes sense.
So
Beast.
It could be Beast. I mean, that would be the best.
I heard thing, a growl. But
Beast says she doesn't really tag with people when you ask.
She don't tag with people because she doesn't. Yeah. Unless it's with me because I don't want to get in the ring.
G.I. Jane. Yeah, and it could be new people too that we haven't seen. So there's so many possibilities.
Maybe it's someone that's coming back.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Goldie Collins might be an interesting play because we haven't really seen her too much. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Or, oh my God, what's her from the Mafia wrestler?
Oh, I forgot.
Adriana
Gambino.
Yes. So, I mean,
that would be actually.
Yes. But we'll see. And then again, what does she need the partner for? Because she's a single competitor. So.
Yeah. Is she going to move from singles to tag team, maybe?
Right.
Maybe. I mean, that's been a theme recently of single people moving to tag teams. I'm just, just across promotions. So
across promotions, anything is possible. So we'll see what happens next week with Princess Ozzy, who she's going to partner with. And then I guess also who's the match going to be against? Because kind of like, okay, you're getting a partner. So then I guess there's going to be a tag team match of some sort. Or maybe her and Crush are going to go at it again. And it'll be Crush and Coach versus Princess Ozzy and somebody else. So we'll see. But that leads us to our last match, which is the Island Dynasty versus IQ Superior. The whole team of IQ Superior. I thought something else was going to play out with this. But this was an interesting twist as it is. So what do you think of this match?
For some reason, even though Samantha Smart did not come out in wrestling gear, I still thought she was going to get in the ring. I don't know why, But I thought, I was like, okay, she's just trying to like throw me off her scent. She's gonna come out in her suit, and then all of a sudden she's gonna backhand spring, and all of a sudden it's gonna be wow, she's gonna be the next person gunning for the WoW championship. I don't know. But tis not what happened. Tiki and the disciplinarian started us off. Samantha smart, not too surprisingly interfering from the outside here and there. Mm-hmm. Kona comes in, hits the classmaster with a powerful boot, followed by a Samoan drop. Chaos and Kona making sure that Tiki, everything's okay for Tiki, little sis, when she is going against disciplinarian, so that Tiki can get the W for Island Dynasty. And Samantha Smart never entering the ring. Your Saturday night was gonna play out with Samantha Smart not getting in the ring?
I mean, Jessie Jones did it, and she actually wrestles. So, I mean, I feel like you can get away with a lot of stuff at WoW. Like, it was just kind of like, you know, obviously they noted that she never took her jacket off. She's still wearing the same heels. So, yeah, it would have been interesting if she at least did something. But Samantha Smart is like an OG. She's been with WoW for the better part of maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, if we've never seen her wrestle up until this point, then, you know,
Tiki has she broke. Never she's wrestled before. She used to wrestle.
Well, I can't remember her wrestling.
David said something like that, like, oh, we haven't seen her wrestle.
She used to
so
be
long.
David's assistant.
Oh,
so I can't remember her wrestling. She might have, but she did, that was like a long time ago. So it's kind of one of those things where it's just like, you know, you haven't seen her wrestle. It's kind of like, okay, well, what's gonna happen here? But
did you have high hopes?
When she stood on the ring, I was like, oh, well, maybe. But then also then I thought to Jesse Jones last week, and it's like, if Jesse can get away with it, then definitely Samantha can get away with it. And then Classmaster and Disciplinarian, they're both very strong individuals, very tall women. So it feels like as long as
nothing bad happens to them.
And it's like, you know, it would have been interesting if they took them out. They took like, you know, one of them, like say the disciplinarian is out, classmaster's in the ring, and Samantha's the only one, like classmaster's getting it like handed to her. Mm-hmm. And Samantha's the only one she can tag to. Like that would have been an interesting like angle, but it's like everybody realized like, okay, well, this is not gonna happen. So, you know, we're just gonna pretend it's a 3-on-2 match, which it
really was just pretty much a 3-on-2. I mean, Classmaster was, I mean, she had her little ruler.
No, they took it away from her, remember?
Oh, Tiki did.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like she didn't have the ruler. Yeah. She didn't have the ruler. So it's like, okay, what are we doing with this? But like you said, the Island Dynasty came out with the W. So do you think what's next for them would be against the Mother Truckers? Or like I said, like when is the trophy like just an inaugural trophy, or is this something that you can pass from trio to trios? Because the Island Dynasty versus Top Tier would be a great match.
That would be a good match.
For, you know, the trophy, I guess, versus going for the tag team championships. So I don't know.
I was wondering the same thing. I was like, is the trios like, is it a one and done type of deal? Or when are we doing more trio action? But that would be really good. Island Dynasty versus Top Tier.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. So that makes the end of the show. But with that being said, so we're going to see Princess Ozzy in the mix. I feel like we got a lot of tag team and trios action, so we're probably gonna get some single competitor type stuff next week, but we didn't see the Mother Truckers either, so we might get some tag team and singles competitor stuff. We still have to figure out what Holodad's gonna do, against Chainsaw and the crew and Voodoo Doll. So there's a lot of different things that could possibly be in play. We also haven't seen the dojo. I forgot what.
The dojo peeps.
We haven't seen them. We only saw like a one time from them. So there's like a lot, and there's still a couple more superheroes that we haven't seen at all that you saw. So there's still some more to come, but a lot of different things that are going to be happening. What are you? Any hopes that you want to see for next week?
Looking forward to see who Princess Aussie was talking to. I love a good, when I'm left in suspense, that's the only thing I'm going to be thinking about.
Yep.
So I'm only going to be thinking about who Princess Aussie was looking for a partner with, was talking to for a partner. I really want to see Mother Truckers come out. Mm-hmm. I want to see if they're going to defend the title, or maybe just coming. I like their commentary, you know. I want to see them with David on the side, like commentationing of a match.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see personally.
I mean, that'd be good. You have a tag team and then you have them come out, because then you have a tag team match, Mother Truckers come out, and that will determine that Lindsay Baker saying Exodus rules. Okay. That will determine who will go up against the Mother Truckers, because I don't think it was really determined if the Tonga Twins are up next again. I think that's going to be...
The Tonga Twins might be Tonging out of WoW, maybe? I don't know.
Tonging
out of WoW.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But
a lot of different things happening. Definitely keep it locked. We're gonna have the coverage and, like I said, dropping some interviews. One with Tiki is happening dropping this week. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But with that being said, where can everybody find you?
The people can find me on IG at CHRZate, at the Twitter at CH_RZate, every Sunday doing WoW After Show. And when the stars, the angels above align on WWT Live.
There it is. And you can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure you follow Women's Wrestling Talk on all social media platforms at www.talkpod.com. A lot of good things are happening, a lot of events that you're going to be seeing us at. Internationally as well, some really good stuff dropping, so keep it locked for that. A lot of great interviews also dropping as well. But with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Bye.
This is the biggest, this is the baddest, this is the beast, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WWTalkPod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at WWTalkPod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.